Rashi of Yom Zetle, Tomet Shoshacher, Shoshacher, and Tomet Shoshacher, his Kichu HaKosiv boy. The Marech is Eitzim Chadosha, the whole boyker. You have to have a new Marech of new wood every morning. V'yeshal Mezbech Tukit boy. V'ach Moito Sidra Marechui. Therefore, this Pasuk Faket is Mashmu, we are talking about a Tlem, the Tomet Shoshacher. It's even though it's in the middle of the Pasha of Ben Bokar, but now we have an Asmachta for this Jerusha also. That the Yaakov, the Aaron HaKanim, there's a time when we need two Kanim, that's going on Korban HaTomid, which is Ala Eitzim, Asher Aleish, Asher Ala Mizbeich.
Yes. Good. Right. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Zar She Sidya Samarocha Chayiv. A Zar that sets up the Marocha, sets up the wood on top of the Marocha, Shino is Chayiv Mister, Rashi says. It's also called an avoida, that a zar does its chayiv misa. The Gemara kates to the waisa.
No, it's kates to the waisa. If the zar made the marocha, so we say it's possible, how do we fix it up? So Gemara says, perk or let him take it down, the chayiv is soidra, then he'll put it back up again. For at the Gemara, hamay hanile, why did it help us? If the same zar that took it off puts it back on again, it's still possible. Ella, so the Gemara says, perk or zar, the soidra kain. The zar taka breaks it, takes it down again, but now we let a kohen that's kosher to make the siddur marocha, now it's kosher.
Fred Gemara Maya Hanalei, if that's called siddur marocha, like what are you gaining? Just throwing it down and putting it back up again, so what do you gain? Why is that called siddur marocha? Ella means like this, perkor zar, the sudra kohen. Ella Maya, the kohen, the zar knocks it down, and the kohen has to come and set it up again. Maskul or Rav Zeira?
So Rav Zeira asked the kasha now. V'chiyesh l'cho avoida shekshero balayla upsula bizar. Is it possible to tell me you have an avoida that you could do at night time? We want to say now, the siddur marocha it's kosher to do at night time, and still you're saying it's psula bizar, a zar is possible to do it. So the Ritva speaks out that that's pshita, a zar is possible to do it, that the Torah says you need a kain. But the shalur is a yechayiv misa. Is the Avimin Riz, it's not called such a choshev avoidom for a zar to be chayiv misa. A zar is only chayiv misa if he doesn't avoidom, that's done by daytime. B'yoyim. But here the avoidom of siddur marocha that could be done at nighttime, that was the kasher. Where do we find if a zar does it is chayiv misa? So the Gemara answers, v'loy, is it not that way? V'arei evorim u'pdorim. As we know the Loch Ridge, you could burn the pieces of meat, the haktorah of the korbonus, could be done at nighttime. And still we had before that that's one of the dalar avoidus that a zar is chayiv misa for. To see if a zar does the avoid of burning the meats at night, he's chayiv misa. So the Marin says, Saif avoided yomamhi. This that the avorim abdorim is not called like an avoid at laila, even though you do it at night, but it's called the end of the avoidus hayoim. And since the shchita and the zrik of the korban was done by yoim, now burning the emurim is considered the end of the avoidus hayoim. That's why if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. Mashenkin here, the Siddur Marocha, which is first in Avoid the Balayla, why should it be that the Zara is Chayiv Misa? So Moses, I'll bring another Raya. For a Truma Sadeshin, that Truma Sadeshin we had before according to Levi, if the Zara does the Truma Sadeshin, it's Chayiv Misa, even though the Truma Sadeshin could be done throughout the night time. So the Gemara says, no, Avoid the Yomomhi. The Truma Sadeshin is also considered an Avoid of Yom, of daytime. The Yom Rabbasi said like this, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, we had before, Kiddush Yodov L'Trumas Hadeshen. If a Kohen that made the Trumas Hadeshen early, before Alos HaShachar, at the end of the night, and he washed his hands, he made a Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim L'Shein the Trumas Hadeshen, his Alocha L'Mochor, later, even if it comes after Alos HaShachar, is Ein Sarach L'Kaddish. He doesn't have to be Mekaddish his hands a second time. Why? Shekva Kiddush Mitchilas Avoida. He already made his Kiddush at the beginning of the Avoida. So you see clearly, Trumas Hadeshen is considered like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. It is like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. Therefore, if a Zara does the Trumas Hadeshen, that's why, according to Levi, is the Chayiv Misa. Ma'ashen can hear the Siddur Marocha, which is only an Avodah Salayla, and not the beginning of the Yoyim, that was a Kasha, why should it be that it's Chayiv Misa? So the Torah says, V'yela Kasha. So the Torah says, V'yela Kasha, Staka Kasha. So why Staka is a Chayiv Misa if a Zara does this Avodah Balayla of the Siddur Marocha? So Gemara answers, Elokiyit Mahochi. If you learn this the way we learned, that Elokiyit Mahochi Yitma, that Omer Rabasi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Zar She Sidor Shnei Gziri Eitzim is Chayiv. Hoyil Va'avoides Yoimi, Enechanami. stam besidim marocha, the set of marocha, that's the bottom part of the small piece of wood you put on the marocha. That's like a zaris potter from misa. Mashenkin the bazaar does this avoid of the shnei gziri etzim, which is done baboiker in the morning, which is an avoid of sayyim, then a zaris chayiv misa. The more mask of lorovo, elomiyato tiboyi pius. If that's true, you should have to have a pius for the siddur shnei gziri etzim. Since it's called an avoid sayyim, why wasn't that mentioned in one of the pius before? So Gemara says, Einachnami, it was, ishtar mitzvah, you forgot. Hold the tanya that we learned before. That Misha Zocha Betruma Sadeshin, the coin that was Zoich in the Pius to get the Truma Sadeshin, is Zocha Besidim Arocho, who Besidim Shneg Ziratsim, and if not me, that coin was Zoich to do the avoid of Sidim Arocho, and also the Shneg Ziratsim. So it's included in that Pius that the coin that got the Truma Sadeshin also received the Shneg Ziratsim. Then Echnami, it's called an avoid of Sayyim, and an avoid of Sayyim was only done through Pius. So Gemara says from this deed that yes, the kashal amemra, it comes out that you want to tell us that the avoid this yoyim boy piyus, and avoid you do throughout the daytime, for that you have to have a piyus. You have to choose which coin to do it. But avoid this laila le boy piyus, but an avoid you do at nighttime, that does not need a piyus. But that was your kashal, like only beyond you need a piyus, that's why you have to kashal. But mashal before that it was done, but laila you didn't have to kashal, you should have to have a piyus. For the Gemara again, for a evorim upadorim, that Saif avoided the Avorim of Dorim, which is an avoid of Balaylo, and still we had before, we need a pious for that. So Gemara says, Saif avoided Yumamhi. No, that's called the burning of the fats, or the Imurim is fitted at the end of the avoid of Sayyim. That's why there was a pious to choose which kind should be Zecha to burn the Avorim and the Pdorim. For the Mova, right, Trumas Adeshin, aye, Trumas Adeshin, what do we have to have a pious? The Huri could do it at night time. So Huri, you see, even at night time also there could be a pious. So Marian says, Mishramaisa Shahoyu. The way we had it before, that since one coin fell off the kevish and broke his leg, the Rabbanu will masakna to make a pious. And really the Ritzvah speaks out, that really the Gemara could answer, like we learned before, that the Truma Sadeshin, that's the Tchilas Avoidu the Yimamhu. He. It's not called an Avoidu Balayla, but it's called an Avoidu Biyayim. So the Marian says better though. That even if you want to tell me it's called an avoid of the Laila, still it needs a pious because of the mice what happened before that one coin broke his leg. Tamura says, now Lamaimur, you want to tell me that the avoidas yoim vishazar chayvala misa boy pious. So we're coming out now for which avoidas do you have to have a pious to choose? If it's an avoidas hayoim, and if a zar does this chayv misa. Mashenken ain zar chayvala misa, loy boy pious. But mashma for these kashes, if a Zar would do the Avodah B'yom, he would not be Chayiv Misa, he would not have to have a piece. For the more of a Rai Shechita, Kashmir than Shechita, we had the Mishnah before, they made a piece, which kind should be Zeicha to do the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid. And Shechita, what we know, is Kosher B'Zar. A Zar is not Chayiv Misa, so therefore, what do you have to have a piece for the Shechita? There's no Chayiv Misa if a Zar does it. So the Moran says, Shani Shechita, Tetchilas Avodahi. Shechita is different. Even though Shechita is not an Avodah that needs a Kayin, but it's the beginning of the Dalar Avoidus of the Korban. There's the Shchita, there's the Kabbalah, there's the Halacha, there's the Zurika. And the true Ika Kapor is at the end of Shasta Zurika. But I call upon him, this is the beginning of the Avoidus of the Korban. Therefore, since the other Avoidus need a Pius, who are them will need a Pius for the Shchita also? Well, it says now, Oma Mazutra, Vitaim Ravashi, Vuanan Leitanan Hochi. We did not learn like this. All right, we'll stop over here. Again, in the middle of near the end of the Gemara, but the Shaila was at the beginning, he said over Memra, Omer Abasi, on top, Omer Abasi, Omer Yechanan, that Zar, Shesidia, Samarocho, Chayiv. That was a Siddish. If a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, goes in Mesada, the Marocho, he's Chayiv Misa for that. So this Gemara came to ask a lot of Kashis. So one of the last Kashis were, Meres the Kasha then, Varei Shchita. Meres the Kasha, Ay Shchita, you have to have a pious. Even though a Zar is kosher, so Moshe says, Shani Shchita, Tetchilas Avoidhi. Shchita is called the beginning of an Avoidah. Now Omer Ravasi, Vitaim Ravashi, Vuanan Loitanan Hochi. We did not learn like this. Loitanan Hochi means, you want to tell me now, we just got finished saying the Siddim Arochom was an Avoidah that was done V'yoim. Or not only the Siddim Arochom, no. The Siddim Arochom was done B'Laylam. But the Siddur, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that was done Davke B'yoim.
But that was the maskona. That after Rav Asi said Yechayiv Mitzah doesn't mean for the Siddur Marochom, but it means for the Siddur of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim. That's what we came out. So we wanted to say that's an avoid that you have to do by Yoyim. We did not like that. For a non-life to non-hoch, we did not learn like this. That we learned the next Mishnah, Om Lehem HaMamuna, Tzuvu Roh Imagiyah Zman HaShchita. We'll see the next Mishnah. They used to tell them, stand up on the hill and see when it comes exactly, Olas HaShachar, when it comes daytime, that we can start doing the Shchita. Now, V'ilu Zman Shnei Gzir Yetzim Leketani. The mission doesn't say later that they were makpid not to do the avoidah of putting the two pieces of wood on the mizbeach to wait until first it was daytime. Mashmanol, if you want to do it at night, you still do it at night. So how we just got finished saying the Shnei Gzir Yetzim has to be bayoim, it's mashman for the next mission. It could even be done by either also. Tamara says no. I tell Yavada the Indian of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim is only kosher bayoim. It has to be done by daytime. Why does the next Mishnah say we only care about that the Shechita for the Korban HaTomid should be by day, and not the Shnei Gzir Yetzim? The Teretz is, Hach, the less late takan tekaton. Something that you can't fix up, if you do it wrong, that we're very worried about. In other words, let's say they would make the Shechita on the Korban HaTomid too early, before daytime. So Mamma will be puzzled. You'd ruin the Korban, you'd have to burn it. So to make sure you don't ruin the carbon, they're marked for the next Mishnah to make sure first you see it's daytime, you see the Olas HaShachar before you do the Shechita. Ma'ashenkin hach, the Yisrael Takanta. What's the avoidah Shnei Gzir Yetzim? You have to put these two pieces of wood on top of the Marocham. Now let's say they made a mistake and they did it be'oid Laila. They didn't wait till Olas HaShachar till the morning. They did it too early at night time. There's a takana to fix it up. All you have to do is take it off the Maroch again when it comes the morning, and then put it back on again. So since there's a takana, how to fix up the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, that's why the next Mishnah doesn't talk about it. But really, really, this avoidah of putting the Shnei Gzir Yetzim on the Mizbech is dafka bayoim, and it's possible if you do it for Laila. But the pshat is that has a takana. Yisrael takanto. Migrashi says, Yisrael takanto, in Sidron Balaila, by mistake, they put the two pieces of wood on the Mizbeach. Balayla is perkon. Take it off when it comes in the morning. Put it back on again. Therefore, the next mission doesn't tell us we have to get on top of the roof. Leroy is to see clearly if it's daytime or not before you do this avoida of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim. Because even if they make a mistake, still they can fix it up. Mashenken by the avoidah of the Shechita, the Korban HaTamid, if they made a mistake, they passed for the Korban, so for that we're very makpid to make sure first it's day. Right. Because the Ika the Army is something like this, that, again, Ika the Army is going back to the original memory, that on the top again, where Rav Asi said, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanan, that Zah She Sidur Es Marokh HaChayim. That was his first memory. He learned that if a Zar just fixes up the Marokham, not put the two Gzir Yetzim, but he just put the small amount of twigs, like the first piece of wood on the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa. So this Gemara says, Vika the Amri like this, that Maskav Lo Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked a question like this. How could you say Chayiv Misa if Azar does it? V'chiyeshna po avoidom, shiyesh achre avoidom psula. How could it be that there's another avoidom after the Sid the Marocha? After being Misad and making the bottom part of the Marocha, then there's the avoidom of putting the Shnei Gzir Yetzim on top of that. So we learned before that a Zara is not Chayiv Misam if there's some more avoided to be done. We dash in the Pesach the Avadatam. It's only an avoided Toma if it's the last of the Seder of Avoidus. Like Zrika Saddam, if a Zara does it, it's Chayiv Misam. Or by the Haktara. By Shankar, if there's an avoider after that, he's not Chayiv Misam. So here, how could you say for this Siddim Arocham, you Chayiv Misam, the Chur, there's an avoider after that? You have to put the Shnei Gzir Yetzim on top of that. That's one Kasha. Upsul of Azar, for the more of our